Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service ad agency, InsightCubed.com, and the elite training team at Tarot International. Achieve, lead, outclass at Tarot.com.
If it's Friday, that means it's our restaurant of the week. And this week, our restaurant of the week is Saison Kitchen and Pub, located in Windsor Heights. And with us is co-owner Mike Crownover. Mike, good to see you again.
Good to see you, Michael.
So tell us a little bit about this. Saison means what?
Saison's French for seasons, and that's kind of the mentality of the restaurant. We like to be seasonal in terms of our menu, switching a majority of the menu out every season to create that environment of fresh produce and fresh quality ingredients. So,
and where do you get your ingredients? I mean, the big thing is try to locally source things. Is that what Saison does?
We do our best to source as much as we can locally. It's not always possible, especially obviously in your winter months, but we try to source as much as we can locally. One of the benefits that we have is Chef David Baruthio, our business partner, has an acre of land that we actually grow and produce a lot of our vegetables and a lot of our spices and herbs out directly at his farm. So it's a fun twist that a lot of other places don't have the opportunity to get involved with their establishments.
Now, Saison Kitchen and Pub has been open just really for a short time. You guys went through a long time period trying to get open, and then once you did, here we go, huh?
February 7th, yeah. It took us a little longer than we expected, but in any build-out situation, you always plan on a time frame and end up with what you got. So February 7th was...
We should let folks know that this location for Saison Kitchen and Pub in Windsor Heights is the old location of Mustard's. You had a lot of renovation to do.
Yeah, we pretty much gutted the whole place. Exception of the kitchen, we kind of left some of the portions of the kitchen the same, but gutted the whole front area, created a whole new environment that's more fitting for our style of restaurant. But yeah, we just want to really create a fun, more a trendy but fun place for the family, friends, any kind of social gathering you've got.
Let's talk a little bit about the decor, what people can expect when they come to Saison. Tell us about what inspired this.
Clean, contemporary, and local. Those are the three words I like to describe it best. It's very clean look. It kind of has a little bit of that industrial take with that nice little home modern mentality. We also utilized a local artist in doing a lot of our stuff. Shout out to Ben Shu, did a great job, put together the majority of the paintings throughout the restaurant. And a local architect designed it to give a nice little contemporary edge to it as well. So,
I think one of the things that's unique about Saison is that you have two entrances here. You've got the entrance to the restaurant and one to your pub.
That was the fun take on it. We really wanted to create that all aspects mentality, and this space luckily had two doors, one on the east side, one on the west, so we kind of used that to our advantage and created more of a pub area, and then so kind of a more relaxed casual style pub, and then we have our contemporary restaurant on the other side, so you get a little bit of the best of both worlds to that extent.
All right, let's spend some time on the food. We talked about this being seasonal and that you locally source a lot of your produce and that some of it even comes from Chef David Baruthio's farmette, if you will. What about the food? I have the fish tacos today, by the way, just for full disclosure. I ate here today and ate here yesterday, as a matter of fact. But the food is, it changes each season. How would you describe the overall food? You said comfort food, but it's got kind of a unique flair to it.
Yeah, Chef David did a great job at putting together some cult classics. I mean, just American classic food and just putting a good spin to it, kind of highlighting the fresh quality of produce, but then adding some other ingredients to things. So our tenderloin, for example, it's traditional tenderloin that we pound out, bread in-house, with more of a sourdough breading. Yeah. To it, and then we actually add a celery relish, which gives it this light crispness for the season, just a little crunchy quality to the sandwich itself. So it's just a fun twist on a comfort food, basically.
You know, a lot of folks do tuna melts, but you do tuna melts a bit differently. What's in that stuff?
A little secret recipe on that one. It's such a classic dish, but it's one of those ones that has become just popular in general here. The tuna melt, it has just this nice seasoned quality to it, and then we add that little jalapeno, fresh jalapeno kick to it, which doesn't really make it spicy, but gives that just nice zesty presence. And then we use actually pressed sourdough for that and create more of a slider format for it. So it's kind of fun.
That's one of the things that you do on a regular basis here, this whole slider format. What do they call that in culinary circles? It can't be just sliders. Is it small plates, or what do they call that?
Well, I mean, you can take that tapas mentality, but it's really not tapas. It's taking that mentality and creating more of a comfortable feeling with it. So we went with the slider route just so you're never stuck with just one big sandwich, that you're stuck with just trying one item and that's filling you up. This way you get to try a few different items, all equivalent to the size of a normal sandwich, but you can get three different sliders, so you can try three different things for the same price as a sandwich.
We're talking with Mike Crownover. Our restaurant of the week is Saison. Mike is one of the co-owners of Saison Kitchen and Pub, our restaurant of the week. All right, let's talk a little bit about the wine list, and then I want to get into pricing, because I know any time that you say Chef David Baruthio, the instant red flag goes up, says, oh my gosh, this has got to be wildly expensive. Let's cover that area first. This is very moderately priced.
Yeah, when Chef David and I partnered up to do a few different concepts, and this one was offered to us, we thought, both of us come from fine dining backgrounds, and we figured this spot, why do fine dining? Why don't we just do something where we'd love to take our friends and family and just hang out? Great quality food, great quality drinks, but affordable, so it doesn't break the budget. Most of our entrees are priced reasonably between $5, $6 for a salad up to maximum $30 for a steak. But most of the items are right in that nice 10 to 15 price range. So it's easy to come in, get a great bite, great quality cocktail, drink, and make it affordable. It doesn't have to be too pretentious or extreme.
I think I had the tuna melt yesterday, and it was $9. With all the accoutrements added to it. All right, let's talk a little bit about the wine list. That seems to be a relatively important thing for many kitchens and pubs, that the wine list be complete. How is yours?
Our wine list, we we didn't go too extensive with it. We wanted to create a fun wine list, but not make it crazy where you have to zoom through pages and pages of different wines to find the one you like. I mean, it's very small, but it's very eclectic and fun. We put on some great old world wines. Right now, with the summertime, we're hitting on a lot of southern Italian wines and Mediterranean wines. But then we have a lot of California, Oregon, Washington wines as well. And some new world wines to that extent. So,
and one other thing that's kind of fun about Saison is that you have a patio. And that has just recently opened up because the weather's gotten nice. Talk to us a little bit about that.
We love our patio. It's a south-facing patio, so you get sun throughout the entire day. But plus, it's nicely shaded, so that you always have the option of sitting in the sun or sitting in the shade. And it's beautiful. We have the great scape of Windsor Heights to look over as well. So it's a fun place to just hang out and chill or grab a bite or come in for a quick barrel lunch. Enjoy the weather.
Just do it. It is called Saison Kitchen and Pub. It is our restaurant of the week. It's at 6600 in University. As a matter of fact, if you're familiar with Baru 66, that's on the other corner.
Yep. Kept them nice and close, so we can offer both options, fine dining or more casual style dining.
Go. It is Saison Kitchen and Pub. It is in Windsor Heights on University. We've been talking with Mike Crownover, who's one of the co-owners of this really unique place. You've got to come in. And the Ben Shu photograph, or the paintings, rather, are really astounding. He does such a great job.
Oh, it's fun. I mean, he did such a great job at really capturing what we wanted in this establishment, and he just made it 10 times better. So,
well, thanks, and have fun.
Definitely, you as well. Thank you.
You got some lines above your eyes that weren't there before. Your smile seems a little off. Your feet drag across the floor. Friends have started mentioning you've never looked so low. And I know I shouldn't say this, but I've had perfume and so. What were you thinking when you took that woman home? What were you thinking when she asked to see her phone? What were you thinking when her lies became the truth? What are you doing now that she's made a fool of you? I knew those eyes so big and wide seemed.